Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting second. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Boudreau. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Ali Clark. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Murray. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Don Callaway. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Lepon. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Ginsburg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Newhouser. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hal Newhouser. And now, play ball. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lepon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Doby goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a fly ball into right field. Wertz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a fly ball into left field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon hits a pop-up towards first. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Doby. Kell reaches second base with a double. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ali Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Newhouser fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. LePon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boone moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Pretty fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Boone moves to third. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser bunts towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. Ginsburg moves to second. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. Callaway hits a pop-up towards first. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny LePon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LePon is 0 for 1 in the game. LePon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ginsburg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Kell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Clark. Kell reaches second base with a double. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 1 in the game. Evers bunts towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Kell moves to third. Wirtz moves to second. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 1 in the game. Groth is walked intentionally. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 1 in the game. Pretty hits a fly ball into right field. K Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cal scores. Two outs. It's Indians, 1, Tigers, 1. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ginsburg hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gordon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Pretty reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. LePon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser is 0-for-0 in the game. Newhouser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boudreau scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Newhouser for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-2 in the game. Callaway hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny LePon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LePon is 0-for-2 in the game. LePon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. Kell hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doby moves to third. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doby scores. Boudreau moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Boudreau moves to third. Two outs. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. LePon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-1 in the game. Evers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wirtz moves to second. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Groth bunts towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. Wirtz moves to third. Evers moves to second. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Pretty is walked intentionally. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ginsburg strikes out. Two outs. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser is 0-for-1 in the game. Newhouser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. Murray hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Wynn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-3 in the game. Callaway takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lepon bunts towards the mound. Wynn juggles the ball. That's an error on Wynn. Callaway moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Kell hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Murray fields it and throws to third for the out. Lepon moves to second. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Wirtz is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Evers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lepon scores. Kell moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Indians, 2, Tigers, 2. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Groth hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kennedy. Groth reaches second base with a double. Kell scores. Evers moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Tigers. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Pretty is walked intentionally. Charlie Keller pinch hits for Joe Ginsburg. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Evers scores. Groth scores. Pretty moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-2, Tigers. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser is 0-for-2 in the game. Newhouser hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Swift now catching. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kennedy hits a fly ball into right field. Wirt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Doby hits a line drive towards short. Lapon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Marino Pieretti now pitching. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Callaway hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lapon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2 for 4 in the game, with two doubles. Kell hits a line drive towards short. Boone reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Mullen now playing right field. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 3 in the game. Clark hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Tigers. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 3 in the game. Murray hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.